Thank you, Pastor Tomlinson. It's a pleasure to be here once again and to share God's holy word. And it's always, I'm always humbled to be able to just share God's word and to expound it and why he uses a wretch like me. I do not know. But tonight's message is content and strengthened by Christ alone. I thought we'd turn to Philippians 4 and read the verses 10 through 13. And then we'll ask the Lord's blessing, and then we'll get into our message tonight. Philippians 4, verses 10 through 13. Hear then the word of the Lord. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now, at last, your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Why don't we open with a word of prayer? Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this blessing to be able to share your word and as it goes out. And we just ask, Lord, that you would go before me as I speak your word, and may everything give all the glory to you, and that you may be praised, and that you may be honored, and that you may be glorified. Father, we just thank you for all that you have done and what you're going to do. And in Jesus' name, amen. So content and strengthened by Christ alone. And, you know, I'd like to talk about the strength we find in the contentment tonight. And contentment comes and is present when we learn of Christ. When we learn of Christ, irregardless of our status, our stature, if we learn of Christ. And that's what it's about tonight. And, you know, as we are content in what God has given us tonight, what he has given us today, tonight. You know, my wife and I have a little thing that says, today is a blessing from the Lord. Today is God's blessing. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Today is a blessing from the Lord. And, you know, another saying of my wife and I is that, you know, it's about the simple things, isn't it? It's about the simple things. And we'd much rather just go to the grocery store together and just kind of hang out and kick back and rather than go to Disneyland. And that's just us. There's nothing wrong with going to Disneyland, of course. But, you know, that's just kind of the simple things in life, the simple things. And, but it goes beyond that. It goes beyond, way beyond that. And it's to be content in Christ, to be content in Christ. And we'll learn, but godly contentment is learned, It's not something we just automatically have. We become saved, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and glory be to God, we're Christians, and he has saved us from eternity's past, and we look to him and become saved. But we don't necessarily have that full contentment yet. It's something that is learned, and that's where we have to learn. And it's God, and again, godly contentment is learned. My daughter sang, we just sang this hymn, and my daughter sang that at her graduation, Madeline. And the song brings joy as I reflect on that as well. But from good old Fanny Crosby, all the way my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, isn't that all that matters, right? Here by faith in him to dwell, for I know